Rebbe Marburger, I was discussing yesterday what the Mechaber says in Sevov from the Rambam, also that Nosan Talisin La'umin L'Sakna B'Kablonus V'Gomro. If he gives something to a craftsman to fix, and he finishes it, as long as it's by the Umin, then he's not going to be over on Bal Tolin. Once he gives it to him, then he'll be over Bal Tolin if he doesn't pay him by the end of the day or the night, whatever the case is. The Sma, right on that, says on what the Mechaber says, Shekablonus Kischirus Lepari Bismane. Because Kablonus is just like Schirus, when you finish a job, then there's going to be Bal Tolin. So he says, Kach Kosav Lafuki Mimadom Umin Koim Reshvach Kli. He's saying this to exclude the opinion that when a craftsman creates something, he actually acquires bailus in the kli. Dali bei kishbicha asa shvach la'atzmai. Because then he owns part of it. And if so, once he hands it over, then it's going to be considered a mecher. It's like he's selling it to him. And therefore, he's not going to be over on Bal Tolin. So the shach, one of the two shachs in the simen, first one, basically argues with the Sma, and because it's really a shiloh whether umen koin b'shvach kli, and he says look in simen shinvov, which in Siv Beis actually talks about the din of umen koin b'shvach kli. That's the proper place, and over there he answers it. Kosafti dehach dehachel mayri afilu mandom umen koin b'shvach kli. That over here could even be talking about according to the mandom umen koin b'shvach kli. What's his teretz? His teretz basically is the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara asks, on this case itself, Nasan Talisa L'Umin, according to the Manda Omar that holds Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli, Amai Oiver Mishum Bal Tolin, when you give it to the Umin, so the Gemara ends off, and it says that he hired him L'Bitchi Bitcha, Bitcha B'Ma'asa. He hired him to do every bang of the hammer on it while he's creating it. And since he hired him to be a day laborer, therefore, he's not going to be Koine B'Shvach Kli. He hired him for that. So the Shach says he could learn over here also the same teretz, like the Gemara says. The Gemara just says, according to Lamai de Sakadaita, what we thought in the Havamina, could even be that that's the Maskana there. It really depends what the Halach is. But the thing is that the Shulchan Aruch himself, in Simen Shinvov, paskins that Ein Umen Koin B'Shvach Kli. So L'Shitasai, you would have to answer up the Shulchan Aruch, Pashtus. So the Shaila that we're going to be discussing would be in various cases that really is across the board. In every profession, we have to clarify whether it's considered working or a sale, which if anybody wants to look at the end of the compendium that the Business Call Network put out, it discusses all these various type of cases just to get a better idea of the differences. But let's say you'd go to an optical store and order eyeglasses, or you go to a locksmith, you order keys, you want somebody to create discs or similar type of thing, you want a custom-made suit, or you go to a print shop to print something for you. In these cases, and it could be dependent on things that we'll discuss later, would that be considered that you're buying it or you're asking him to do work? The Ketzos over here in Kiva Eger, also on the side, and the Gillian, bring down the Marasasin in Simon Koftes. The case was that Chassan hired a cipher to write for him a ksuba, and he didn't want to take it at the end. What is the Ever Bal Tolin? So he says that he's not Ever Bal Tolin, and he wants to also bring a ray from the Rush that he shouldn't be Ever Bal Tolin, that it's considered like a sale, because the Rush talks about a similar type of case where he asked the craftsman to make something and he didn't want to take it. He says he's chayv because of mazik. So he makes a diak only because of mazik and not because of any yisurim, like Bal Tolin. And then he says another teretz there, that as long as it's by him, like the Shulchan Aruch brings down here, then he's not going to be over Bal Tolin. And he said, all these I'm being mamlets to make a heter, that he shouldn't be over Bal Tolin, but still he has to pay him like a sacher or a kablan. So according to the second teretz that he has, you would be able to apply that to the Rush's case as well. So it's not a clear-cut raya from the Rush, and also he ends off that you'd have to pay him anyway like a sacher or a kablan. It's the interesting lashon if it's really a mecher. But the Ketzos wants to bring from the Marasasin and Rikiv Eger that it could be considered like a mecher. However, the Nesivos in Simon Shilam Gimel, Sivkotin Tezvov, which actually is learning Pshat in the Rush, and the Chazanish and Babakama Simon Chav Gimel, Sivkotin Lamed Hey, don't learn like the Marasasin. They hold that even if the craftsman is giving his own product and does work on it, it's not considered a sale unless they stipulate together that he's going to sell it to him. Otherwise, it's considered a pu'ula. So if that's the case, then it would be ayvi bal tolin. The ha'ara also on the marasa sign that the choshen iron, the choshen mishpat simon l'shalamates, and the avni choshen simon l'shalamates, and shal shuvas beramoisha simon vov. And I also found in the Savu Lureyev, on the Sefer Yireya, Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel also asked this, that if he's making something which is really only appropriate for that person, then we really shouldn't apply the din of Umen Koine B'Shvach Kli, there shouldn't be a Havamina for that, because he's really making it worthless. So in such a case, like the Maras Asayin, that he's writing Ksuba for him, we know very well by Gittin, we're not Choshish that the Megarish has the same name father and same name him, and his wife also has her same name and the father. We're not chayish for such a thing, unless we know of such a thing in the town, and it's a kosher get. So definitely over here, we're not going to be chayish by the ksuba, that there are other people that he'd be able to sell it off to once he wrote it. So he's really making it worthless. So with all these in mind, we have the shach that has a sveika didina omen koim b'shvach kli. We have the machlekes, ktsaisu b'kiva eger, that go with the Maras Asayin, and the Nesivus and Chazanish. Whether a craftsman makes from his own, it's considered a shvach. You'd be Erev Baltolin, according to them. And then we have the Svara of the Choshen Aaron, Avni Choshen, Ber Moishas of Lurev, that the whole din would be questionable in such a case. So if so, then let's say our glasses and keys, or discs, suit, printing, then we should be very makel and say that you shouldn't be over. The only thing is that you should not be over. The only thing is that if the store exclusively sells things, things are made to be sold and not to be services. The understanding is that they're selling it to him, whether or not it's worth something to somebody, or umen koine b'shvach kli or anything. So, l'kuli alma l'chayro, you would say, if you buy eyeglasses in an optical store, they sell regular glasses, they sell this, everything's a sale. If they make keys in a locksmith, usually you're not bringing in your own key to make. Everything's basically sold there. It's not just like services. But it really depends if it's concession or not. Also discs, sometimes they do in the computer services, they do services. A custom suit would depend also on the store, or in a printing shop, definitely does services also. They do graphics and other things. So you'd be able to contemplate and think about all the different cases of whether it should be considered a sale or not, and whether you'd be Erev Baltolin. And each case would have to be examined separately to understand whether you'd be Erev Baltolin.